Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 9:14 PM, and that is Pacific Standard Time. Today is November 15th, and I'm really looking forward to meeting subscribers at the chart seminar tomorrow. But today was a really interesting day in stocks and in stock markets, and indeed in commodities. Gold started out the day pretty firm and was up about $10 at one point, but was simply not able to hold it, and actually closed in negative territory. So this has been really quite an inert range for gold over the last 3 weeks, that it has been up and down a few dollars here, a few dollars there, but it has been largely inert since the end of October. And that's quite uncharacteristic for the yellow metal, because it is largely defined by its volatility. So we know that eventually it is going to break out of this range, and earlier today it looked like that was going to be on the upside, but perhaps there is more to this than meets the eye. What I find quite interesting is that there have been a number of articles over the last few days saying that that Bitcoin is the new gold, that it is now a safe haven asset, and that gold was receiving flows because Bitcoin had been falling. And those sorts of claims remind me of Mark Twain's quip that rumors of his death were greatly exaggerated, because Bitcoin was up almost $600 in here today. It's back above the $700 area. And over the last 2 days, we've had a pretty spectacular rebound. So it got down to about 5,050, and it is now at 7,283. So that has been a really quite emphatic break, or a rebound, and it has found support above that 5,000 level, which I'd identified as a key area of potential support. So now we have another touchstone in terms of what has been really quite a consistent trend that is most appropriately viewed on a log scale chart, because the log scale chart gives us this percentage move. And because this is still a largely unlevered market, then it is the log scale chart that gives us the most accurate representation of how people on the front lines are dealing with it. I spent much of today with a group of cryptocurrency fanatics, and who are very much of the opinion that Bitcoin and blockchain have got significantly more to go. And so far, considering the consistency of the trend, there isn't much to question that view. This remains a very consistent trend. It's incredibly impressive, incredibly volatile. But when we look back at, say, for example, the commodity bull market back in the early 2000s, people had to get used to the volatility of commodities because they're much more volatile than currencies. And I think the same process is going on today with cryptocurrencies, that people simply have to get used to the fact that they are more than capable of moving thousands of dollars in the space of days. And that is simply a factor of the market. But that aside, that can often be a consistency characteristic, and we have ample evidence of that in the context of this trend. So as long as the progression of higher reaction lows remains intact, provided we're getting one range above another in a staircase step sequence uptrend, well, then we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And that would suggest that if this is indeed another spike low, then the most likely scenario is that we are going to see an upward break and a move towards $9,000 or even $10,000 for each coin. And it is natural that people are starting to think about safe haven assets, because the stock markets are pulling back, and Wall Street was in negative territory in here today. It was down 14 and a quarter. But perhaps more important than that is that it didn't rebound as impressively off the low, but of course it was off its low in here. And what I think a lot of investors are trepidatious about exactly when we're going to get a somewhat larger pullback. If we look at the trend over the last year, pullbacks in the region of 80 points have not been haven't been particularly surprising. They've just merely represented reversions back to the mean, the peak right back on the 7th of November was just below 2600, and it's pulled back less than 40 points from that high. So this would suggest that it could pull back by another 40 points and still be within what would be considered a normal consolidation for this trend. And if we got an additional pullback of about 40 points and went sideways from there, well, that would unwind much of the overbought condition relative to the trend mean, and we would still be within the confines of a consistent advance. But Wall Street continues to represent relative strength because Europe is pulling back in a more dynamic fashion. Part of the reason for that has been because of the strength of the euro. But what we saw today was that just like the US, that Europe did find support, and it has been pulling back on consecutive days. A fair amount of bad news has been priced in. And when we think about the fact that it got all the way up to 400 and did rather race to get there, that some consolidation in the region of that peak is not beyond the bounds of possibility. So far, despite the fact that people are quite antsy and are expressing anxiety, we have not had a big pullback. Quite the contrary. What is more important, though, is that the VIX index is now highly sensitive to even small moves in the stock market, because volatility has been so low for so long. So the fact that the S&P was able to close just off its low represented again another big move for the VIX index. But more importantly now, I think, is that it has broken the progression of lower rally highs, as evidenced since August. So we are in a somewhat more risky environment, and then there is the potential that we could have another 40-point decline on the S&P. Now, where we have had the most evidence of sharp pullbacks is in Japan. And the Nikkei was down to just about 22,000 right now. It has been pulling back since we had that big outside day on the 9th. And I think that this is just an unwinding of that short-term overbought condition. It really did rally very impressively to get above 23,000, and now we're getting that first sign of consolidation. What is, I think, really worth considering is that the second section index, which is largely represented by smaller companies, has been leading. It has been an incredibly reliable lead indicator for the Japanese market for really quite some time, and it has paused at round numbers over the last few years. It paused at 5, it paused at 6,000, and now it's pausing at 7,000. On those occasions, it pulled back rather violently, and so far it has been pulling back reasonably sharply. If it finds support in the region of the trend mean, well then, that would likely presage a bounce by the Nikkei. So I'm watching this rather closely because I'd like to have an opportunity to buy back into the Nikkei. And I sold out maybe a little bit early, but I'm rather glad that I did at this stage, and feeling somewhat vindicated. But what I do think that Japan has got ample potential for additional upside. This is nothing than and that this is nothing more than a consolidation in the context of a powerful medium-term uptrend, and that it's a buy on the dips, and that's what I anticipate doing. Then it's also worth keeping an eye on the H-share index in Hong Kong, which is the Hong Kong-listed Chinese companies. It has pulled back pretty sharply over the last couple of sessions, and it is now back testing that the most recent of the higher reaction lows. When we look at it on the weekly chart, we can see that there is a somewhat overbought condition relative to the trend mean, and that the low that we saw back around the just under 11,000 level now just about coincides with the region of the trend mean, so, or at least it will do by the time prices come back towards those levels. If we do in fact get a pullback like that, then again that is also likely to represent a buying opportunity for a trend that has been just marching higher in a very consistent step sequence advance for most of the last 2 years. And the Indian market, which was due some consolidation and is in fact getting the consolidation, but what we can see also is that it is coming down somewhat slower than it advanced, that it is unwinding, it's overbought condition relative to the trend mean. The 10,000 level is a rather big psychological level, and if it can hold, well, then that would represent an even bigger imbalance between supply and demand than has already been in evidence. But this continues to represent a bullish environment. And I think that that is perhaps the most important thing, that when we think about what the challenges are, and certainly the stock markets are taking uncertainty about the Republican Party's tax cuts in their stride. I think there is at least some complacency that the Republicans will in fact be able to pass some form of tax cut. But that represents perhaps the greatest uncertainty. At the same time, corporate earnings are improving. We're in a period of synchronized global economic expansion. The vast majority of stock market indices are just consolidating earlier advances, and it remains a generally benign environment. What we also saw in here today was that government bonds were a bit stronger. So that would suggest that the yield has been pulling back somewhat more. And it is now back testing the lower side of its range. That represents the region of the trend mean. If the potential for further expansion and recovery is to be given the benefit of the doubt, then it will hold the region of the trend mean, which is only about 6 basis points away from where the market is right now. And considering that people are beginning to think about risk off, where we're seeing bonds rally and the dollar firming up a little bit, and gold trying to rally, but Bitcoin certainly rallying, well, that at least would suggest that there is at least some money getting taken off the table, that people are looking for some form of insurance. And we have had such a very impressive move over the last 2 months that it's pretty natural that we should anticipate that there should be some consolidation. And I think oil is again another good example of that. It was down an additional 40 cents in here today. But again, that's not particularly dynamic in relative to what was a very impressive move up and out of its range. So this looks like the first consolidation following an impressive breakout. And really, it would need to sustain a move below $60 before we could really begin to question that this isn't still a medium-term bull market environment. So we are due some consolidation, we're getting some consolidation, but that it so far it doesn't look like it's anything more than that. And I think that is I think one of the more important points. Now, certainly junk bonds have been making headlines over the last few days, but they were off their lows in here today, then finding support back from where they found support back in March. So that would at least suggest that some investors are looking on the short-term oversold condition and thinking that there may be some value to be had in these bonds for perhaps the short or even the medium term. Of course, what would really start to act against the high-yield market would be either large bankruptcies. And those certainly can't be ruled out when we look at the stress that a number of retailers are under, but also interest rate hikes. Now, when we think about what are the possibilities of interest rate hikes with a new Fed governor who is going to be a little, I suppose, more than likely going to be somewhat reticent about raising interest rates until he has bedded in and really become accustomed to the role. But that represents an uncertainty for high yield bonds. If interest rates were to rise, then that is going to get passed along in terms of refinancing, and it could have a deleterious effect on a number of asset classes. So what happens in the junk bond market is, I think, really worth monitoring. And when we look at the broader commodity complex, then copper prices, which have been pulling back over the last while, we're in slightly negative territory in here today. There's a pretty clear progression of lower rally highs from those October peaks, and this continues to look like a reversion back towards the mean. And as long as it is reverting towards the mean rather than breaking below it, then I think that we can give the benefit of the doubt to the recovery scenario, because it has had a torturous time for the first part of this year. Then it had a pretty impressive breakout, and then it's now going sideways. So these ranges, one above another, might be evident, but they are not trending very quickly higher. So that suggests that one is going to have at least some patience with the resources sector. And the ASX 300 resources sector in Australia, having broken higher last week, has encountered resistance in the region of 4,000 and suggests that we are getting some consolidation. So I think that that is perhaps the most important takeaway from the markets in here today, is that we have increasing evidence of some consolidation of short-term overbought conditions, but not much more evidence than that of anything more sinister, but rather that we're getting the consolidation that was that the market was due. That also suggests that we could have a strong Santa Claus rally when this period of consolidation runs its course. We're still only in the middle of November, and there is potential for additional upside towards the end of the year. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.